Hello everyone. Today is March 8th and I wanted to address two motions that have been put forth in the Federal House of Commons. One is from October and one is just from a few days ago. Now, theoretically, we are supposed to have opposition parties in Canada, ones who are hold the government to account. My problem with two motions that were put forward by the Conservative Party of Canada, they don't actually oppose these quote-unquote pandemic measures. There's no ideological challenge. They just argue about the details of implementation. Now, I will link both petitions. Sorry, one's a petition, one's a motion. Just so you can see that I'm not taking anything out of context. Now, the first is a motion from last October put forward by Michelle Rempel. The motion text, supposedly the Conservative plan. We want to look into rapid testing, vaccine development, looking at federal public health guidelines, data being used, long-term care availability, early warning system, evaluating pre and post arrival testing for travelers, paid sick leave, health transfer payments, and a couple of things. Problem here is they're not saying let's put a stop to all of it, just well maybe we need some more information. It's great optics. I mean, it looks like they're challenging the federal government, but in terms of substance, it's not asking the right questions. You want rapid testing, okay, fine. But what about addressing the fact that you get, 70, 80, 90% false positives? Why don't you address the fact that this has never been isolated, and that these tests, they test for a gene, not a virus, and it can't tell the difference between simply having it and having an active infection. In other words, the PCR tests are completely worthless. Simply getting them out faster and cheaper, that doesn't really help. As for the whole vaccine development and approvals process, okay, fine, but why aren't you addressing the fact that you have more than a 99% survival rate from people who do nothing? This is such a deadly disease. Yeah, just go stay home for 2 weeks and binge watch Netflix. Yeah, just, stay home. With all this focus about pumping God knows what into your veins for something that's less deadly than the flu, if this even exists. So, what else in there? The government's progress in evaluating pre- and post-arrival rapid testing for travelers. Now, this will seem a little weird to defend Trudeau, but the borders were kept open because the World Health Organization said to. It's quite specifically laid out in their IHR guidelines, their International Health Regulations reports that came out. They know this, and the availability of paid sick leave for those in need, including quarantine and isolation. Okay, paid sick leave, okay, fine, but again, this is less deadly than the flu. People recover on their own. Why aren't you challenging the idea of quarantining people in the first place? I'll leave the motion attached so you can read it for yourself, but these are all the wrong questions. It's not addressing anything meaningful. And now, this is a petition that came out March 3rd, so a few days ago, petition E3225. Now, we, the undersigned, call upon the Prime Minister to immediately present a clear plan to get Canadians safely out of lockdown and that this plan includes data-driven goals, a plan of action, and a timeline to achieve these goals. And two, ensure that this plan is articulated to Canadians so that they can have hope about when life and business will return to normal. And there's some of the information about blah, blah, blah. You're not doing a proper pandemic plan. The problem I have with this petition, it doesn't actually oppose lockdowns. It doesn't actually oppose, you know, stripping away people's rights. Just, you know, present a plan when it'll end. Well, that's not opposing it. It's, I mean, hell, you could introduce a plan in 10 years, this will happen. Well, technically, we fulfilled the petition. And when I see this, when reading this, it kind of reminds me of going back in time, the 2003-2004 invasion of Iraq. And Democrats and John Kerry, when he ran for president, after a lot of flip-flopping, they finally decided, yeah, we don't actually oppose war with Iraq, we would just manage it better. Like, we don't oppose bombing civilians and, you know, invading sovereign countries, but we would have a better plan to do it more efficiently. And I get that same kind of mentality here. Our so-called official opposition party doesn't really object ideologically to, you know, lockdowns, masks, travel restrictions on Canadians, stripping basic rights away. They don't have any sort of moral problem with it. They just argue about it not being implemented properly. So I don't... This seems more like optics than anything else. And moreover, if you're pushing the rapid tests, given their extremely high false positive rate, wouldn't you artificially create another pandemic by simply having all these false positives? Yep. And as for the push to get everyone vaccinated, particularly those mRNA ones, those are still being tested, and they will be for another, you know, couple years at least. Why are you so eager to get them into people's arms? Like, what exactly are they going to do? Anyhow, that's all I have in this clip. Please subscribe to the site if you like it. I'm probably going to do more of these little audio clips just because they don't take up anywhere near as much time as articles, and I'm a little short on time these days. But if you liked it, please subscribe, tell your friends, and have a great day, everyone.